CQ, CQ, CQ. Calling all radio amateurs and listeners, this is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. This broadcast comes to you from amateur radio station G4TRN, located in Bristol, and transmitting on 145.525 MHz. Thank you for joining us. It's Sunday, the 6th of September, 2026, and here is the GB2RS news broadcast provided by the RSGB and intended for all radio amateurs and listeners. This bulletin is also available on the RSGB website at rsgb.org, where you'll find links to groups and organisations that may be mentioned in this broadcast. The news headlines. You can learn about HF propagation studies at the RSGB convention. Which coding activities will you be trying? WRTC 2026 results have been rescored. Are you aware of the GB0 PSC Bulldog Space Weather Station? The RSGB Propagation Studies Committee has recently installed a ham SCI HF receiver at Ofcom's Spectrum Monitoring Site at Bulldog. The station is part of HF propagation studies that will allow the committee to learn more about space weather and its effects, including radio blackouts, Doppler flashes, and travelling ionospheric disturbances. You can find out how the committee is progressing with its studies by joining Gwyn Griffiths, G3ZIL, on Saturday, the 10th of October, at the RSGB convention. If amateur radio construction is something you'd like to find more about, then join Radcom Plus editor Paul Marks, G8FVK, on Sunday, the 11th of October, to learn about his approach to modular design of amateur radio equipment. In particular, he'll be looking at QRP, HF and VHF gear using readily available circuit boards and modules such as the AD831 RF mixer module. You can attend both lectures at the Society's annual convention at Kent's Hill Conference Centre in Milton Keynes between the 9th and 11th of October. Secure your place via rsgb.org/convention. National Coding Week is back this month. To support radio amateurs in building their digital skills and explore the world of programming, the RSGB has shared three new activities for you to try. The first builds on the Python Pocket Morse activity developed last year and guides radio amateurs to use a BBC microbit to send Morse code either on a telegraph wire or wirelessly. The second is energy use, which is great for unlicensed and younger radio amateurs and allows them to compare increasing forces and energy use with a fun microbit activity. The third activity is based on the Raspberry Pi Pico 2W. It's a demonstration of pulse width modulation and uses just a couple of components, including an LED and a resistor, and will give you a better understanding of the concept of duty cycle. All three activities are available via rsgb.org/coding. You can try them at home, set up a practical club night, or use them as an activity with a youth or school group. Let the Society know how you get on by sending photos and a summary to novembercharliewhiskey.coordinator@rsgb.org.uk by the 30th of September. Following the conclusion of the on-site WRTC 2026 adjudication process at Y-Boston, UK, on the 13th of July 2026, significant new information became available, resulting in necessary further work by the judging committee. In order for the WRTC event to be reflective of the most accurate assessment of contesting conduct and ability, the organising committee and sanctioning committee agreed collectively to support this work and have now published revised scores. This report voids and replaces the previously announced results. To read the full report, visit WRTC2026.org. Don't forget that the RSGB Tonight at 8 webinar series is back tomorrow night, Monday the 7th of September. Join the RSGB Board Director, Patrick Wood, 20IFB, live for a presentation on amateur radio and the future of satellite communication. You'll also be able to hear how you can get involved with World Space Week, which takes place from the 4th until the 10th of October. The webinar will contain lots of useful information on how your club can host an event and show that amateur radio is part of space exploration, education and communication. Watch the webinar and ask questions via the RSGB YouTube channel or special BATC channel. Find out more at rsgb.org/webinars. The Amateur Radio on the International Space Station program is an opportunity for educational organizations to host an amateur radio contact with a crew member on board the International Space Station. The window to submit an application is now open and ends on the 23rd of October 2026. This is for a contact to take place between July to December 2027. If you're a school, college, university or youth group, take a look at the information available on the School Contacts tab via aris-eu.org. If you would like to view videos of different contacts, go to the RSGB YouTube channel at youtube.com/the RSGB and search for ARIS. Listen out for the amateur radio stations that will be on the air during International Air Ambulance Week. The event started yesterday, 5th, and runs until Sunday the 13th of September. For more details, visit tinyurl.com/IndiaAlphaAlphaWhiskey2026. On Saturday the 12th of September, lots of amateur radio stations will be on the air to take part in the Churchills and Chapels on the Air event, also known as CHOTA. The event will take place between 1000 and 1600 UTC. Although stations will be working on a variety of bands and modes, most operating will take place on the 40-meter band using SSD. More details are available at Whiskey Alpha Charlie, Romeo Alpha Lima. .org. The next in the popular 145 Alive series of events takes place on Sunday the 13th of September from 1200 until 1500 UTC. Many hundreds of operators are expected to be on the air using 145 MHz FM and 144 MHz SSD. For more information, go to the 145 Alive Facebook page or email. New rules first, 145aliveuk@gmail.com. And now for details of rallies and events. Today, Telford Hamfest is taking place at Harper Adams University near Telford, TF10-8ND. On Saturday the 12th of September, East Midlands Ham and Electronics Rally will take place at Beckingham Village Hall, Southfield Lane, Beckingham, DN10-4XX. The doors will be open from 9:30am until 4pm and free car parking is available behind the hall. Hot food and refreshments will be available on site. More information is available via Echo Mike Echo Romeo Golf .uk/rally. On Sunday the 13th of September, Caister Lifeboat Rally will take place at Caister Lifeboat Station, Caister-on-Sea, NR30 5DJ. The doors will open from 10am till 3pm and entrance is free of charge. For more information, email Zane, M1BFI, via Mike1BravoFoxtrotIndia@outlook.com. Now the special event news. Huntingdonshire Amateur Radio Society will be running special event station Golf Bravo 1 Papa Papa Foxtrot on Saturday, 12th of September, from 9:30 a.m. until 4 p.m. The station will be located at St. Peter and St. Paul Church, Church Lane, Fen Stanton, Cambridgeshire, PE28 9JS. Listen for activity on the HF, VHF and UHF bands. Special event station Golf Bravo Zero Sierra X-Ray Whiskey will be on the air on Saturday the 12th and Sunday the 13th of September at the Stone Cross Windmill near Eastbourne, BN24 5EA. Operators will be using SSB on the HF bands and FM on the 2 meter band. Visitors are welcome. Find out more via QRZ.com. Special event call signs Echo Oscar 210 Whiskey Lima Papa and Echo Mike 70 Whiskey 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 are in use until the end of the year to celebrate 210 years of Leipzig Polytechnica University and 70 years of Leipzig Polytechnica Club Station. More information, including details of awards that are available for working the stations, is available via QRZ.com. And the DX News. Gunter DK2WH is active as Victor 51 Whiskey Hotel and Victor 55 Yankee from Namibia until the 10th of October. He's operating FT8, SSV, RITI and some CW on the 160 to 6 meter bands. QSL via Gunter's home call, direct or via the Bureau. Now the contest news. RSGB SSB Field Day, IARU Region 1 Field Day, and IRTS SSB Field Day started at 1300 UTC yesterday and end at 1300 UTC today. Using all modes on the 80 to 10 meter bands where contests are permitted, the exchange is signal report and serial number. The RSGB 144 MHz trophy contest started at 1400 UTC yesterday and ends at 1400 UTC today. Using all modes on the 2 meter band, the exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. The All-Asian DX contest started at 0 hours UTC yesterday and ends at 23:59 UTC today. Using SSB on the 160 to 10 meter bands where contests are permitted, the exchange is signal report and your age. Today, the RCB 5th 144 MHz Backpackers contest runs from 1000 until 1400 UTC. Using all modes on the 2 meter band, the exchange is signal report, serial number, and locator. Tomorrow, that's the 7th, the RSGB Autumn Series SSB contest runs from 1900 until 2300 UTC. Using SSB on the 80 meter band, the exchange is signal report and serial number. On Tuesday the 8th, the RSGB 432 MHz FM activity contest runs from 1800 until 1855 UTC. Using FM on the 70 centimeter band, the exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. And also on Tuesday the 8th, the RSGB 432 MHz UK activity contest runs from 1900 until 2130 UTC. Using all modes on the 70 centimeter band, the exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. On Wednesday the 9th, the RSGB 432 MHz FT8 activity 4-hour contest runs from 1700 until 2100 UTC. Using FT8 on the 70 centimeter band, the exchange is report and 4-character locator. And also on Wednesday the 9th, the RSGB 432 MHz FT8 activity 2-hour contest runs from 1900 until 2100 UTC. Using FT8 on the 70 centimeter band, the exchange is report and 4-character locator. Stations entering the 4-hour contest may also enter the 2-hour contest. On Thursday the 10th, the RSGB 50 MHz UK. Activity contest runs from 1900 until 2130 UTC, using all modes on the 6-meter band, the exchange signal report, serial number, and locator. The Worked All Europe DX SSB contest starts at 0 hours UTC on Saturday the 12th and ends at 23:59 UTC on Sunday the 13th of September. Using SSB on the 80 to 10 meter bands where contests are permitted, the exchange is signal report and serial number. There are 4 contest activities on Sunday the 13th. The UK Microwave Group Millimeter Band Contest runs from 0800 until 1700 UTC, using all modes on 24 to 76 GHz frequencies, the exchange of signal report, serial number and locator. The IRTS 70 cm Counties Contest runs from 1300 until 1330 UTC, using SSB and FM on the 70 cm band, the exchange of signal report and serial number. EI and GI stations also give their county. The IRTS 2-meter Counties Contest runs from 1300 until 1500 UTC using SSB and FM on the 2-meter band. The exchange of signal report, serial number and locator. EI and GI stations also give their county. And finally, the Practical Wireless 70 MHz Contest runs from 1200 until 1600 UTC, using all modes on the 4-meter band, the exchange of signal report, serial number, and locator. This is GB2RS from Amateur Radio Station, Golf 4 Tango, Romeo, November, located in Bristol. Now the radio propagation report, compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO on Thursday the 3rd of September 2026. Solar activity has continued to decline, leaving us with a solar flux index around 100. The upside is we haven't had any solar flares and associated coronal mass ejections to contend with. Over the last week, we only had one M-class flare and no X-class events. The solar flux index declined to 102 on Thursday the 3rd of September, down from 122 a week ago. But the CAPA index has been firmly in the range 1 to 2, which bodes well for ionospheric stability. This has led to maximum usable frequencies over 3,000 km being around 21 to 24 MHz. However, FT8 has stretched this up to 28 MHz at times, and there have been some good 10-meter band FT8 openings to South America late in the afternoon. Chile, Brazil and Argentina were workable during these periods. DX to be worked this week includes 3W9C from Vietnam, T99PB from Palau, 7Z68PX in Kosovo, P29YY in Papua New Guinea, HP/WE9G from Panama, D44TWO from Cape Verde, T32AZ from East Kiribati, and J38DX and J38LD operating from Grenada. V47YA and V47RCX from St. Kitts and Nevis will be active from the 8th of September until the end of the month, and KH8WW in American Samoa will be on the air from the 10th until the 24th of September. Two rare ones to look for are VK0DS from Davis Station and VK0TBC from Casey Station, both in Antarctica. Operations are mostly using SSB and FT8 as time permits. Both stations have been spotted on the FT8 frequencies of the 20, 15 and 10 meter bands. Next week, NOAA predicts that the solar flux index will remain around the 100 mark. However, the good news is that, barring any flares or CMEs, the KP index should remain low, perhaps around 2, all week. And now the VHF and up propagation news from G3YLA and G0KYA. The weather remains in a rather unsettled state. However, there are some signs of a transient area of high pressure brushing past the south of the country today. Sixth, this may create a chance of some tropo into the continent. This could tie in very well with the RSDB 144 MHz Trophy and Backpackers Contest, which are taking place today. The unsettled pattern returns for the rest of the week and may not provide much help for the RSDB 432 MHz UK Activity Contest on Tuesday or the RSDB 50 MHz UK Activity on Thursday. In occasional bursts of heavier rain, there may be some potential for rain scatter on the gigahertz bands. The prospects for meter scatter remain in the random territory, so it's best to listen just before dawn for the better chances. The solar conditions have not been very dramatic lately, with the Keeping Index staying below 3. However, if it perks up a bit, say above 5, there may be a chance of aurora. The sporadic e-season has more or less ended now. The next period to consider checking usually comes at the end of the year and the first week in January for out-of-season surprise openings. EMA. Sky noise should remain low during the coming week. Moon declination remains high. The moon reached perigee, closest point to Earth, yesterday. So past losses remain low. And that's all from the propagation team this week. Next, the local news. Please note that details of all RSDB-affiliated clubs and societies can be found on the RSDB website. That includes email addresses and website links where known. Today, on 2 Meters, I'm reading details of meetings only for my immediate coverage area of Bristol and South Wales. Starting with the South West and Bristol, well, Bristol area, Gordano Amateur Group meets on the 4th Wednesday of each month from 8pm at the Ship, 310 Down Road, Portishead, North Somerset, BS20 8JT. North Bristol Amateur Radio Club meets every Friday at Page Community Association, Page Road, Staple Hill, Bristol, BS16 4NE. Meetings start at 7pm and talks start at 8pm. Thornbury and South Gloucestershire Amateur Radio Club meets every Wednesday from 7:15pm at the Chantry, Thornbury. This coming Wednesday, Paul M0ZMB will be giving a talk about drones. Western Supermare Radio Society meets at 7:30pm every Monday at Western Supermare Social Club, Devonshire Road. In Wales, Barry Amateur Radio Society has a club night on Tuesdays from 7:30pm at Sully Sports and Social Club, CF64 5SP. Blackwood and District Amateur Radio Society meets at Isluin High School, NP12 0NU, on Friday. Chepstow and District Amateur Radio Society meets on the 1st and 3rd Tuesday of every month from 7pm in the Scout Hut next to the British Legion on Grahamstown Road, Sedbury, Chepstow, NP16 7AD. Cumbran and District Amateur Radio Society has a club night on Wednesdays from 7pm at Hentliss Village Hall, NP44 6JZ. Highfields Amateur Radio Club meets at Rubino Recreation Club, Lonadale, Cardiff, CF14 6EA, at 7pm every Tuesday. Rhondda Amateur Radio Society meets at Ustrad, Rhondda Sports Centre, CF41 7SY, on Tuesdays between 7pm and 9pm. And finally, Uskside Amateur Radio Club holds its club night on Tuesdays, starting at 7:30pm in the High Cross Community Hall, Church Close, Rogerston, Newport, NP10 9SH. That ends this week's GB2RS news broadcast, brought to you by John, G4TRN. It is compiled by the Radio Society of Great Britain, which represents amateur radio and radio amateurs within the United Kingdom and internationally. News items for GB2RS, Radcom magazine and the RSDB website should be sent to the editorial team as far in advance as possible by email to radcom@rsdb.org.uk. The deadline is 10am on Thursdays and the RSDB retains the copyright over the material transmitted. Information about amateur radio can be found at our website, rsgb.org. The full schedule of GB2RS broadcasts can be downloaded from rsgb.org/GB2RS schedule. GB2RS is not licensed for two-way communication, but calls will be welcomed after close down under the call sign Golf 4 Tango Romeo November. So until next Sunday, 7-3. Have a good week from the GB2RS news team.